This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, September 27th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Disaster aid bill dropping today. Senators propose to strip China of trade status and USDA probing outbreak causes. Lawmakers to propose $14 billion in disaster aid bill. 12 House members today are introducing a $14 billion disaster aid bill that to compensate producers for weather-related losses in 2022 and 23. The Agriculture Disaster Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act, led by California Representatives David Valadao, a Republican, and Jimmy Panetta, a Democrat, would give the additional money to USDA to compensate producers for losses from floods, hurricanes, drought, tornadoes, wildfires, and weather-related pest damages. Some $1.5 billion would be targeted to livestock producer losses or costs associated with relocation, feed, or shelter-in-place procedures. Other funding could cover damage to wine grapes from wildfire smoke. Keep in mind, leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees already are talking about a possible package of supplemental ag assistance to compensate growers for 2024 disasters, as well as the downturn in the commodity markets. No aid package is going to move until Congress comes back after the November 5th elections. Senators propose to strip China of PNTR. Three Republican senators are proposing to suspend Permanent Normal Trade Relations, PNTR, status with China, the number three market for U.S. agriculture exports. The bill isn't going anywhere in this Congress, but it comes as former President Donald Trump is calling for sharply higher tariffs on Chinese exports. The bill, called the Neither Permanent Nor Normal Trade Relations Act, co-sponsored by Senators Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Marco Rubio of Florida, Josh Hawley of Missouri. Both Arkansas and Missouri are significant producers of soybeans, a commodity heavily exported to China. PNTR limits the duties that can be applied to a country's exports. The House Select Committee on Chinese Communist Party last December called for increasing tariffs on China and taking steps to protect farmers from retaliation. The report stopped short of recommending revocation of PNTR, but GOP vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance has criticized President Joe Biden for supporting China's PNTR status when he was in the Senate. Keep in mind, a report by the Peterson Institute for International Economics estimates Chinese retaliation would result in cumulative losses to the U.S. economy of $159 billion from 2025 to 2028, $70 billion of that coming in agriculture. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Farmers need to be worried about EPA's herbicide strategy. Syngenta's top lobbyist says farmers should be concerned about EPA's herbicide strategy, which contemplates a suite of mitigation measures to protect endangered species. Unfortunately, I don't think farmers are as worried as they should be, other than leadership in some groups, said Mary Kay Thatcher, Syngenta senior federal government relations lead. She spoke on the sidelines of the Women in Agribusiness Summit in Denver. These regs are so complex. It could be a very expensive proposition for farmers to comply with the strategy, Thatcher said. The cost of implementing practices such as buffer strips can be accompanied by a drop in production. Environmental groups have supported the strategy, saying it will safeguard more than 900 endangered species harmed by runoff and spray drift. You can watch this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers to learn more about Climate Week from Terry Lynn Lawrence of Rabobank and U.S. Economic Challenges from Fidela Iragoyen with Wells Fargo Agribusiness. Lawmakers urge USDA and DOJ to consider criminal charges against Boar's Head. USDA said it's looking at its state inspection models and ways to prevent gaps in oversight as it investigates the deadly listeria outbreak tied to Boar's Head facility in Virginia. Yesterday, Connecticut Democrats Senator Richard Blumenthal and Representative Rosa DeLauro pressed the agency to work with the Department of Justice to determine whether to bring criminal charges against Boar's Head for its role in the outbreak. The lawmakers also suggested the agency consider strengthening testing requirements along with other reforms to food safety. DeLauro's the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee. The letter comes a day after CDC reported a 10th death linked to the listeria outbreak. A USDA spokesperson said the agency shares the concern for public health and that any death or hospitalization related to foodborne illness is one too many. The agency is conducting an investigation into the factors that contributed to the outbreak and an in-depth look at other Boar's Head facilities. You can read more about the letter from lawmakers and listeria outbreaks at agripulse.com. Dietary experts give beans, peas, and lentils a boost over starchy veggies. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee highlighted research yesterday that supports consumption of more beans, peas, and lentils and less starchy vegetables such as potatoes. Our systematic review evidence does not specify a specific amount of the food groups to consume, Committee Chair Sarah Booth said. But she added that some of the reviews had specifically supported dietary patterns lower in fried potatoes. Booth also said systematic reviews of scientific literature supported reducing the amount of meat, poultry, and eggs in a diet of at least 2,200 calories a day, based on evidence that diets higher in fish and seafood and lower in red and processed meat are healthier. Here's a correction to yesterday's item about the Dietary Guidelines Committee. The committee's final meeting before completing its scientific report is set for next month. Federal funds available to organic dairy producers for marketing assistance. USDA is making $58 million available to organic dairy producers to expand the market and increase consumption. The funds are available through the Organic Dairy Marketing Assistance Program, which aims to mitigate market volatility and defray higher input and transportation costs. USDA's Farm Service Agency will begin accepting applications September 30th. USDA also announced an increase in the payment rate from $1.10 to $1.68 a hundred. The production level eligible for marketing cost share assistance also has been increased from 5 million pounds to 9 million pounds. These resources will make a difference for hundreds of organic dairy farmers in rural communities across the U.S., New York farmer David Hardy, board chair for Organic Valley Dairy Cooperative, said in an email. Here's today's final word. It would be pretty safe to go to Vegas right now and bet the Senate turns Republican. That's Syngenta Federal Government Relations lead, Mary Kay Thatcher. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, September 27th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.